Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jared. And I'm going to read one. Okay. This one I wrote based on a photo that I saw on Instagram, and it was entitled An Abandoned Bench in Limerick City, Ireland. So this is abandoned to a lonely park bench. She sits there lost and unnoticed in her ferny grassy corner, her tarmac path moss-strewn and weed-speckled. She wears like a patchwork skirt, full of colour, full of sadness. No bridesmaids have come to lift her train in some time, so it sits around her, forgotten. Her dark green arms, legs, back, tinged with arthritic brown rust, corrupting corroded joints. No soothing balm has graced her withered elbows, not since many years. And you begin to think that she couldn't always have looked so sad. Surely. Oh, no, well, stranger, she was beautiful once, draped in a cape of greenest green leaves, and her hair full of flowers and the sound of birds. She remembers her old companions, the withered sage with his cane, who'd share his wisdom with her daily, the young lovers, admiring her beauty in each other's arms, the weary mother who used to rest the old bones as she passed, all gone now, gone. She almost sheds a tear as you watch her, a breeze like a whispered sigh, her breath weak and anguished. Go to her. Share a calm embrace. What is a park bench with no one to warm her? Let her hold you. Mayhap tell her a story. Don't leave her lonely. Don't leave her abandoned.
From Stanzas,
yes.
Which is a little anthology that is published by, what's the name of the group?
Stanzas.
Can you believe it? Stanzas. So if you look for Stanzas, just look up Stanzas. Phone number. Sure, you should watch.
Okay, so just to recap slightly on the story, the party got rained off, so when he said it was raining so hard outside, he couldn't do any walks, so he got sent home. So what the twins were trying to do was, instead of going to the pub, they decided to go to the Bronte Brothers bookstore and try and feed their brains. When the twins approached the Bronte Brothers bookstore, it was like the front of an ordinary terrace house, making its purpose obvious only in the front window had stacked yellowed sunbeach covers of chiclets and red and forgotten authors. Paul, I think you better cover our losses. We can't get the books we want here. It's all girly stuff. Ah, come on. That's the typical of you, dying to go to the pub as always. The twin son were leading into the shop to be greeted with a middle-aged man with obscenely large beer belly and bad teeth. He was sitting in front of a two-bar heater when he came in. And when he ended, he eventually got up and approached him with a poker in his hand, as if they were about to brawl him. What do you want? We're looking for some books, you know, like back issues of National Geographic, you know? He let down his guard. Well, boys, access to the shop was on a membership basis. How much did you join? €20. Well, if I could join, actually, I'd be for much less than that. Unless this is the library. The owner resumed his defensive stance. I want you to select for you. Now, what do you want? There's a noise and somebody shuffling past and hurriedly spiriting past the back window. Who was that? The back door was left ajar, and the owner was about to slam the door when Paul saw what was going on inside. He was intrigued. What did you see in there, Paul? I see amazing things. Come and have a look at this. He could not conceal his delight. A whole stack of porn. Shane Ryan's Privates, Jurassic Park, Tab Montina, Seven Rides, Seven Brothers, Balls of Steel. This is called a relationship. So this is the library then. The man let his guard down, realizing the game was up. Yes, this is a relationship. Catered for men, women, and everything in between. The owner was totally embarrassed at being mumbled. He was anxious to cover his tracks any way he could. Look, for God's sake, you can go here for free this time. Pick one between you. But you must say nothing about this. Not your buddies on the date, not anybody. In other words, just keep your mouth shut. Not even if it means extra business. No, keep to this yourself. It can close down otherwise. Now, don't be freaked out about this. Corn is a necessary evil. Those lonely farmers and truck drivers here have to remind themselves that they're still human, that they can still perform up to speed if they had a chance to. That's the general idea. Anyway, Paris Hilton didn't deny making her porn film, and she made millions. What do you expect to do back door anyway? National Geographic series, Wombats in Combat, Long-Necked Alcoholic Giraffes. Well, if you have a National Geographic special of the horse boys and penis, we'll have to take that as well. Well, I do have a subtitle division somewhere. Lads, let me show you. Just go in and go the back way. That'll lead you over back to the petrol station. It's the same old story for everyone here. Just go up and fill the petrol, I'll be back later. I've heard guys coming here and not coming back for days. Just don't blame me if that happens to you as well, Ace. Oh, and another thing, when you're finished, don't use curtains or ordinary tissues. Use these instead. If you choose a box, what it's called knob wipes. Knob wipes, what are they? They're better to wipe yourself down when it comes to something called slippies. It doesn't scratch your appendage like tissues can, and it's very important this business so you can get sued over the amount of stuff blasted in here. Let me know how you two get on, okay? Fine. He slams the door behind them.
And that's only her first novel. Imagine how filthy the next one will be. Mary O'Connell is reading.
Well, after that very racy utterance, I have something to cool you down. It's kind of a global warming thing. It's called meltdown. Snow burrow deep, bears sleep, spring begins to crack, wedges of ice shear off, slice an agitated sea. Pearl sheen sweeps to puckered edge, under rush of streams. Ice flows, sails drifting on glass, crumble stealthily. Cobalt shadows bite into a fragile, shimmering expanse. Shrinking wilderness, naked in the glare of a sinister sky.
Thank you. It's either Matthew or Michael Wine. I'm not quite sure.
Matthew.
So these two very short poems are mainly about how we all share dark moments, and then the second poem is kind of about at the end of these dark moments is always the light. So the first poem is entitled "It Feeds on the Marrow of My Soul." I inhale it daily, but can't breathe it out. This tainted old poison, one can't do without. It picks and it pulls on my ossified zones, then feeds on the marrow inside of my soul. It causes great pain, yet I never bleed. Emotional marrow consumed by its greed. It excretes the fear into my labored core. My shaky defenses prepare for cold war. Was it narcotics that started this battle? Or timeless told relics still causing me hassle? The context, the causes, I may never know. Just leave my soul marrow and feed on your own. And the second one is entitled Sun. This vicious twist cycle was dragging me down till I looked to the heavens and pouted frown. Its light shone upon me with light years of speed as the decay of my soul became its main feed. I lay there absorbing its radiant light as the ghosts of my ego relinquished their fight. Now the dark clouds are parting, I'm able to see this infinite blaze ball can set us all free.
From the same table, Shane Vaughan.
Hello.
Which takes an hour and a day to turn on. Sorry.
You've got like 12 seconds.
Yes, I know. Where did it go?
Just read it really fast.
I had it, now it's gone. Fucking technology. Okay. Well, you know, do the next one, because this one's taking a second.
It's fine. No, it's fine. No, you grabbed it.
It's called Quenched, just in the meantime. And it's, I don't know, I suppose just about dealing with people or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure that the academics will figure it out. So awkward, oh my god. Do a little dance. This is really nice, guys. I really like this whole thing. Just to speak briefly on stanzas, I'm limited a bit, so if you're ever in Limerick, do come up. Oh my god.
This is their book. The first Friday, is it?
Second Friday.
Well, usually the second Friday, but it not always is. This next one is on the 17th.
Facebook page.
We do?
Yes, stanzas. Facebook. Stanzas. This isn't working, I don't know.
Plug whatever else you want to plug right now, because you've got time.
I do like plugs.
That's not a dead air.
Oh, hang on, it's almost here.
Oh,
so
we're getting places.
Better be worth it.
It's really not worth it. You know what, I'll read from the book.
Drop that freestyle.
So I was going to read you a poem, but I'm not going to read you that one. I'm going to read you a different one, and because it took so long, it's a really, really, really short one. It's called Solstice. On this, the longest day, for you I long the longest, as our paths drift away as the sun from the solstice. Thank you for being here.
Mr. Vaughn. He did wonderful things with the microphone, mostly neglected it. Okay, that's last call, and it's also the order for us to push on and get on with our poetry. So it's Caleb next.
Caleb.
Okay, I was going to read two, but I'm scared to ask Steve. So I'm going to read one. So this is called Having a Cope With You After Frank O'Hara. There's a limerick, so don't hate me, reference in here. Having a cope with you is even more fun than staying in this shitty wet Limerick house in the almost flooded month of November. If we were to reach in our pockets though and throw out some change, we could turn the central heating up and imagine we were somewhere more exotic than here. Perhaps France, where our cokes are fine wines, where the rain beating off the window is some noise that the new up and coming jazz band are making with a jar of marbles, those ones you hardly ever use. And even now, as you evaluate the Maginot line of the waiter, I interrupt you to show that on your coke is your name, but on mine is the name Michel, which we only can presume is the waiter, as he comes ever so closer with the bottle of Merlot wine. Thank you. That's a reigning 5-word champion, Caleb.
Caleb.
It's Caleb to me, guys.
Good enough.
Seamus Harrington.
So the
end. Ready.
Thanks, Stephen.
It's Caleb.
Thanks, Stephen. A limerick, because, you know, the red planet was in the news today, so staying in that area. He studied the sky at Dunleer, proclaimed, "It's abundantly clear. My telescope shows it's plain as your prose. This new moon seems part of a sphere." Revival. First poem. Just to explain, I was visiting somebody in hospital 2 years ago, and I looked down the corridor. There was somebody sitting in a wheelchair, just staring down. And at the other end, a mirror image on was somebody in a wheelchair facing the other way. This looked like two people waiting to pass in a narrow corridor, or else it could be a shootout. So I call this Pinoon. Cocoon in a gown of dragons, staring, he sits in the hallway, right thumb on a wheel rim. Morricone fading away from the remote day room TV. The other one, cumbersome, dissecting his cardigan, a sandaled foot on each wrist. A waft of brown soda, pungent and poignant as cordite. Unaware of the danger, a patron at peace with the world plods between the park chairs, puckers his lips, pockets a tissue of teeth. At a kaleidoscopic wall hanging, the stained slash of sunlight, seraphic, sacred and silent. Unblinking, they face one another. Who'll draw that first bead? 20 chrome ribs apart, Derringers still trousered. A clumsy bedpan bongs, clear as an angelus bell. Two right hands lift as one.
James and Arrington is fantastic as always. Max, are you ready? Max Creedon.
Months that I just got fascinated. I saw Strawberry sitting in a lovely dry street in front of the Imperial. I thought it was gorgeous in a really old context. And when I came back about half an hour later, it was still after surviving the traffic. So this is for the Strawberry
side.
Strawberry. A fruit lies, trims the edge of the street. Such a teasing litter treat. Scurrying to cross the mall, no defers to pass at all. No breached land quarters, no carriages broke their quarter, but there it lies and mutters, with its smiles of sunny summers. Eat me or delete me, leave shoots and juice me. Goodbye to Blackberry Lane, last forever Strawberry Fields to Fast Lane. That's it.
Sad day for small nations everywhere. You are taken in by your last breath by deceit and lies. This is another little short poem. Just lived in Montreal for a while, and there's another little. You know, they've got their different ideals on independence, you know? And it's a really interesting thing there too, because that's only a conflict at all, because Imperial Britain came to Canada after French colonies had already come to Canada. And so a little further out on the empire, I wrote this when I was in Montreal. À pied, les pieds fatigués, sur la petite rue de Saint-Christophe, on m'a dit change, et je dis change, oui, c'est possible. Les voici. Je suis ici, mais j'ai rien, mon ami. Merci beaucoup.
And our next reader is the Right Honourable Ambassador from the People's Democratic Republic of Y'all, Christy Parker.
We're a republic. call this republic, I'm a republic. That puts us ahead of Scotland, doesn't it? I read this poem before, but a couple of weeks ago I'd forgotten about it, somebody asked me to read it again, so I will, being the obliging republic of the odd person that I am. And it's just basically a reminder that some of the best things happen in pubs, and most of the best things happen in pubs late at night when everybody has gone home, and the pub apparently is empty, but it's not. It's called Three Blind Drunk Mice. In an old public house on a dark winter's night, three mice sat up drinking by the moonlight. They sat at the bar celebrating with pleasure, discussing the rat race and taking their leisure. Then while they were toasting, one mouse began boasting of his strength and of his lack of fear. He wriggled his whiskers and then in a loud whisper said, "Here's a queer story, lads. Listen here. At home," said a mouse, "they believe in this crap that it can cut off my head with some cheese in a trap. Ah, but I sneak in at night and I eat all the cheese while I hold back the trap with one paw, if you please. Look, feel my arms. It's pure muscle. Feel here. And my brain doesn't know the meaning of fear. I'm a mouse, not a man, so give me a break. I don't give a fuck what kind of mousetrap they make. Every word that I've said, I assure you, is true. Is there a braver mouse amongst either of you?" The second mouse stabbed out his fag on the floor. "Back in my place," he squealed, "they scatter stuff by the door. It's called strychnine, a powder. It's lethal and fine. And it's easy to shape into a nice long white line. I've a belly of steel, and where others would die, I sort it, then snort it, and get gloriously high. That's not just drink talking, so if you think that you're tough, come back to my place and try out this stuff." But just as he ended, the third mouse yelled, "You fools," and he slammed down his glass and he ran down his stool. "Hey, rat face," they say, "what's wrong with you, mate? Don't you have any tale to relate?" They laughed down at him as he stood on the floor, but he looked at them both as he reached the back door. "You two fucking morons just bore me to death. You're the two saddest cowards that I've ever met. You think that you're tough with your poison and trap, but your so-called courage is baloney and crap. Now excuse my departure, my brave gentlemen, because I'm going home to shag the cat yet again." Thank you.
Close up the night is Rob Urquhart.
I'll do an aphorism and then I make you something else after that. If you know the point of balance, you can settle the details. If you can settle the details, you can stop running around. Once you stop running around, your mind will become calm. When your mind becomes calm, you can think in front of a tiger. When you can think in front of a tiger, you will surely succeed. Quad psychology. We get our hopes and fears from the parent of the same sex, and our way of dealing with the world from the parent of the opposite sex.
Wise words. Now I'm speaking to this table right here, okay? If you need a reminder of those wise words, you can find them at the OVAL website on the MP3 section, where it'll all be podcasts. A round of applause for Ed.